Okay, so we're in batch number two now. We've got four stories for you from local news in Stoke-on-Trent, and I'm reading with Liz. I'm Tim. And Lizzie's headlines are...
TikTok star's mum acted like her as pair enjoyed high life before double murder, and 10 of Stoke-on-Trent's great and good received prestigious freedom honour.
And I've got boxer Nathan Heaney teases sensational homecoming bout. And I've also got Avanti Mark Stoke-on-Trent centenary with train tribute. So over to Liz, who's going to do the first story for us in batch number two.
TikTok star's mum acted like her as pair enjoyed high life before double murder. The ex-boyfriend of Tunstall TikTok murderer Mehek Mukhari has told a new ITV documentary how his former girlfriend and her mum Ansreen lived the high life and would go clubbing 24/7. Speaking on TikTok Murder Gone Viral, which examines how Mehek went from being a social media sensation to a cold-blooded killer, he said the pair were inseparable and described Ansreen as unusual for acting like her daughter. At the height of her fame, Mehek had more than 160,000 followers on TikTok before the fatal crash on the A46 in Leicester in February 2022 changed everything. A 100-mile-per-hour chase, which saw one car rammed off the road, claimed the lives of friends Saqib Hussein and Hashim Ijazuddin. Mehek, of George Eardley Close, span a web of lies as she tried to distance herself from what happened, but a jury saw through her deception. She was handed a life sentence for two murders, along with her mum Ansreen, who lived at the same address. The murder plot came to light after it emerged that Saqib had been in a relationship with Ansreen. Part of the documentary looks at how Mehek and her mother were rarely away from each other's side as the pair enjoyed the benefits of her social media status. The documentary features Mehek's ex-boyfriend and former follower, Azar, who recalls how he first got to know her. When we first met, I joined one of her live streams. She had a lot of followers and I didn't know I'd be able to talk to her. I'm quite cheeky, so I used to just flirt with her. She seemed genuine to me at that time. She seemed nice to me. Many of Mehek's TikTok videos featured Ansreen, whether it be the pair dancing, discussing fashion, or having been out somewhere for food or a night out. Azar recalls, she'd take her to clubs they would get promoted for, paid for. They were living the high life. They were literally clubbing 24/7. They were going everywhere together. She's acting like her daughter. It was really unusual. Also featured in the programme is friend and former follower Saffron, who says, I just never quite grasped why her mum would go clubbing, especially going out with people Maze, that's Mehek's age. The gripping new documentary also hears from a detective who said the social media influencer turned the double murder trial into the Mehek show. The father of one of the victims also speaks out, describing the arrogance shown by Mehek and her co-conspirators during the long-running and high-profile Crown Court hearing. During the trial, the jury heard how the victims, both 21, had travelled from Banbury in Oxfordshire to Leicester to meet Mehek and Ansreen, where they hoped to receive £3,000 in blackmail cash after Saqib threatened to post nude images and sexual videos of Ansreen, who he'd been having a 3-year affair with, online. But instead, Mehek and her mother hatched a plan to ambush them, with Mehek and her two friends pursuing the two men up the A46. Defender Reese Majamal, 22, behind the wheel of a Seat Leon, rammed into the men's Skoda Fabia, sending them crashing into the central reservation. The vehicle split in two before bursting into flames, killing the two men inside. After the 3-month trial, jurors deliberated for more than 28 hours before returning a verdict finding the TikToker and her mother guilty of 2 counts of murder, alongside fellow defendants Carwin, 29, and Jamal, 23. Mehek was sentenced to a minimum of 31 years and 8 months in prison, while mum Ansreen was handed a 27-year sentence. Mehek is understood to be planning to appeal her conviction. 3 others were jailed for manslaughter. TikTok, Murder Gone Viral, is available to stream on ITVX.
Many thanks for that. So my first story is boxer Nathan Heaney teases sensational homecoming bouts. Boxer Nathan Heaney has teased a homecoming bout as he eyes up the next stage in his career. The Stoke City fan certainly hasn't lost the dream of one day stepping into the ring at the Bet365 Stadium. It comes after the much-loved Mir-born fighter had vowed to carry on after suffering back-to-back defeats. Stoke on Trent Live had reported how the dad was left absolutely heartbroken following the seventh round stoppage against Frenchman Sofiane Kate, and that came after defeat to Brad Pauls in July last year. There had been concerns that Nathan would hang up his gloves after telling his army of fans he would need to think of his next step. But he appeared on Talk Sport back in February and told Jeff Stalling that he would be carrying on. Now, the hitman has teased fans with the prospect of a homecoming bout 5 years after stepping out at the King's Hall. Following the post on his Facebook page, fans were quick to ask if the Bet365 Stadium was still in the equation, to which Nathan replied it'd be a 2026 event if he can get the results needed. In the social media post, he wrote, "A comeback, a homecoming, 5 years ago was the last time I boxed in Stoke-on-Trent, and whoever attended the event at the King's Hall will remember it was one of my greatest nights, with an atmosphere that I can't even describe. This was the night that got me signed by a man I'd always dreamt of fighting for. The man in Legend Hall of Fame promoter Frank Warren is now giving me the opportunity to come home and relive it. I'll be messaging my guys as always over the next few days, so keep an eye on your inbox please. All will be announced." Meanwhile, the former British and WBA Continental Champion did walk out at the home of Stoke-on-Trent recently for the Franklin Return of the Legends charity fixture. He was joined by the likes of Robert Huth, Ricardo Fuller, Liam Lawrence, Carl Dixon and Handy Griffin for the Bank Holiday Monday game. Over to Liz, who's going to do the next story for us in Batch 2.
10 of Stoke-on-Trent's great and good receive prestigious Freedom Honour. From those who have pushed the city's football club onto entrepreneurs and community leaders, 10 of the city's finest have been recognised. The honorary Freedom of the City has been handed to 9 individuals along with Port Vale FC at a time when Stoke-on-Trent is marking its 100th year. The honours recognise their eminent and valuable services to the city of Stoke-on-Trent. Meanwhile, it's a brace for the Valiants, with both the club and owner Carol Shanahan, OBE, receiving the honours. On the red and white side of the city, former Stoke City Chairman Peter Coates is on the list, along with his daughter Denise Coates, CBE. The honour for the Valiants comes as the club prepares to celebrate its 150th anniversary. Chair and co-owner Carol, who took over the club in 2019 before being awarded an OBE for services to the community of the city 2 years later, said, "I'm genuinely touched and a little bit overwhelmed to be receiving this honour, both for myself and on behalf of everyone at the football club. To receive this individual honour while the club is also being recognised makes it even more special. Stoke-on-Trent means the world to me. It's a city full of heart, potential and, most importantly, remarkable people. Whether it's been through our business, involvement with charities or the club, it's where I've built my life and found a community that I care deeply about. Everything we do at Port Vale is rooted in our commitment to this community. I'm so proud of what we've achieved together so far and even more excited for what's still to come." Matt Hancock, the club's chief executive, said, "This is a truly special moment for everyone connected to Port Vale, and I am extremely proud to be accepting this honour on behalf of the club. To be awarded the Freedom of the City as we approach our 150th anniversary speaks volumes about the bond between our club and the communities we serve. It's another proud day for the club, our supporters and our city, as well as a reminder of the incredible impact that football can have on people's lives." 10 recipients and why they are receiving the honour. Denise Coates, CBE. For exceptional entrepreneur Judaism demonstrated through an outstanding contribution made in close partnership with her brother John Coates to local employment and economic growth, and for an extraordinary dedication to philanthropy which will leave a lasting legacy in Stoke-on-Trent. Peter Coates, for outstanding contributions to the city through the exceptional leadership of Stoke City Football Club. As the former chairman, with a clear commitment to contributing to the social fabric of the city, creating a lasting legacy to be continued by his son, John Coates, and through a dedication to philanthropy and giving back to the community with the establishment of the Peter Coates Foundation. Sir Ian Dudson, KCVO, CBE, for an exceptional contribution to the city's ceramics industry, an outstanding commitment to positive civic leadership, and a deep sense of responsibility to the well-being of the city through notable charitable work. John Goodwin, for exceptional leadership as the former long-serving chairman of Goodwin PLC, whose remarkable achievements built alongside and with the steadfast support of his brother Richard, helped to position the company in the global market whilst preserving its historical legacy and reinforcing Stoke-on-Trent's reputation as a hub for engineering excellence. Fred Hughes, for an outstanding contribution to preserving and promoting the rich history of Stoke-on-Trent through championing the city's cultural heritage and inspiring pride that will safeguard the city's unique identity for future generations. Mo Iqbal, for exceptional entrepreneurism as the founder of Tile Mountain, demonstrating outstanding pride in the city through investment driven by a deep sense of responsibility to give back and support this local community. Mike Lloyd, OBE, for an exceptional commitment to enriching the cultural and musical landscape of Stoke-on-Trent, enriching the city's cultural fabric and helping to shape its musical identity. Port Vale FC, for an outstanding contribution to the city's rich footballing history in the club's 150th year and an unwavering commitment to community engagement which embodies the spirit and values of the city of Stoke-on-Trent. Carol Shanahan, OBE, for exceptional philanthropy and leadership demonstrated through an unwavering commitment to the local community and improving the lives of the city's residents. Joan Wally, for exceptional services to the city of Stoke-on-Trent as a long-serving Member of Parliament, working with integrity and persistence to champion residents' needs, secure vital investment, protect local services, create opportunities and inspire positive change.
Great. So my final story now for batch number two is Avanti Mark Stoke-on-Trent Centenary with a train tribute. Passengers across the country learn about Stoke-on-Trent Centenary Year after a special nameplate was added to a train. The Avanti train arrived at Stoke-on-Trent last week, bringing city MPs back to the Potteries. It now carries a special acknowledgement of Stoke-on-Trent's 100th anniversary. The iconic Pendolino already carried the name City of Stoke-on-Trent, and with several workers coming from the city, it's also nicknamed Pride of the Fleet. It also carries the name Brett in memory of a popular Avanti worker, Brett Hobson of Crewe, who passed away from cancer. The train now has a fresh plate to commemorate the centenary. It's one of 33 Avanti West Coast Pendolinos that carries a name. The new nameplate was unveiled at London Euston last week, and Lord Mayor Steve Watkins was at Stoke-on-Trent station to welcome it. He said it's a great honour to see Stoke-on-Trent's name carried proudly across the county on one of Avanti's West Coast iconic trains. This is a special moment in our centenary year, reminding us not only of our proud past, but also of the journey that we continue to make as a city. It's a celebration of our identity, our communities and our place on the national map. Bosses at Avanti West Coast say they remain proud to serve the city and acknowledge the 100th anniversary. Andy Mallers, Managing Director at Avanti West Coast, said it's an honour for us to take part in the official birthday celebrations of this fantastic city. We proudly serve Stoke-on-Trent with our Pendolino trains and have a great team at the station who take pride in welcoming hundreds of thousands of people to and from the city by rail each year. Our Pendolino nameplate is a nod to the rich heritage of Stoke-on-Trent, which has long been connected to the railway, and comes as 2025 also marks the 200th anniversary of the railway in the UK. The cities of Stoke-on-Trent will be making many more journeys on the West Coast Main Line, and some of those will be bringing people together to celebrate this fantastic city. Gareth Snell, MP for Stoke-on-Trent Central, said, "I really appreciate Avanti West Coast's support to mark Stoke-on-Trent centenary and host special guests ahead of the civic celebrations. With the city of Stoke-on-Trent Pendolino now honouring 100 years of this fantastic city, the special milestone will be recognised by many as the train journeys across the West Coast Main Line." So keep listening. We've got Lizzie's one and only quiz answers coming up next, and a few more news stories for you in batch 3.